531. PMN News at 5. Tala Falava, I'm Atitahi Potaka News. Over 4 million census forms have officially been filled out as of today, according to Census New Zealand. Currently, specific data on which ethnic backgrounds have completed the census survey has not been made public. Local politician FSL Collins wants the information released to help engage underrepresented communities.
I've always maintained the position that Stats New Zealand have been pretty woeful when it comes to community engagement, that the community want to work in partnership with Stats New Zealand. And so it's important that once we get this data back from them, we know clearly where people have completed the census forms, what parts of Auckland in particular, and in our more vulnerable communities where we've got high populations of Pacific.
New Zealand is welcoming a decision by the United Nations to ask the highest court in the world to weigh in on climate change. Kalia Strong has the story.
A call from Vanuatu to the world, asking the International Court of Justice to clarify global obligations around climate change. Vanuatu has put forward the resolution to the United Nations General Assembly with the backing of more than 120 countries. The advice from the International Court could mean countries can be sued for failing to take action on climate change. Foreign Affairs Minister Ninaia Mahuta is in Vanuatu and says amplifying the Pacific voice and the impact of climate change on Pacific peoples is a key priority.
Meanwhile, Pacific leaders are celebrating the landmark decision by the United Nations on climate change. Greenpeace Pacific advisor Shiva Goundan says this is arguably the most powerful demonstration of global climate leadership from those most impacted by climate crisis. Greenpeace is calling on world leaders to help strengthen international safeguards for human rights threatened by the climate crisis. A panel of politicians representing five parties spoke at the Pacific Child Wellbeing Conference this morning. The panelists spoke on the issues facing Pacific communities who experience poverty and how their party aims to address these issues. National MP Dr. Shane Reti says it's important for the politicians to face the communities front on as they did today.
So I thought this was very real to have the political people up on the stage fronting the people they serve and answering the questions from the floor and from the MC. And I sensed from the audience that they were passionate around their communities and they were passionate for us to make change.
To sport, Moana Pasifika kick off this weekend's sport with a clash tonight against the Highlanders at Mount Smart Stadium at 7:05pm this evening. Moana looking to snap their losing streak after five losses to start the season. Meanwhile, the Fiji Indrua will face the Melbourne Rebels tomorrow night at the HFC Bank Stadium in Suva. 4:35pm New Zealand time is kickoff. The Indrua currently sit ninth on the table, while Moana Pasifika are sitting at the bottom of the ladder. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmnnews.co.nz.